Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I know, another day, another dose of wisdom, right? But trust me, this one's a doozy. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel as heavy as a sack of potatoes forgiveness. Yeah, I hear you, it sounds like something your grandma would preach about over Sunday dinner. But stick with me, because forgiveness isn't just about being nice, it's about setting yourself free. Think about it. Holding on to grudges, resentment, anger, it's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. Every step you take gets heavier, right? You're dragging that baggage everywhere, weighing yourself down, and it's affecting your entire life. Ever felt like you were stuck in quicksand because someone hurt you? That's what I'm talking about. Forgiveness isn't condoning their actions. It's about choosing to release those negative emotions so you can move forward. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways from this whole forgiveness thing. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. See, a lot of people think forgiveness is all about the other person, like saying, oh well, it's okay, you did that. Nope. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment is hurting you more than anyone else. You're letting their actions define your happiness, which is crazy talk. Forgiveness frees you from that prison of pain you've built around yourself. 2. It doesn't mean forgetting. Look, I get it, sometimes things are just too painful to forget. But forgiveness isn't about erasing the past, it's about acknowledging what happened, learning from it, and choosing not to let it define your present or future. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions, like saying, hey, that was messed up, but then choosing to focus on healing and moving forward. 3. It takes time and effort. Forgiveness isn't a light switch, it's more like a marathon. It requires patience, self-compassion, and sometimes a lot of introspection. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have moments where the anger flares again. Just keep practicing, keep showing yourself kindness, and remember that progress is better than perfection. 4. It opens doors to peace. Picture this. You're finally free from that heavy backpack of negativity. You can breathe easier, move with more lightness, and start building a brighter future for yourself. Forgiveness doesn't just benefit you, it has ripple effects on your relationships, your outlook on life, and even your physical well-being. 5. It's an act of strength. Choosing forgiveness takes courage, especially when someone has truly wronged you. It means facing your pain head-on, acknowledging the hurt, and deciding to rise above it. It's about saying no more to that cycle of anger and resentment, and choosing love, peace, and growth instead. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine your coworker constantly takes credit for your ideas in meetings. You feel frustrated, undervalued, and maybe even angry. You could keep stewing about it, letting resentment build, or you could choose forgiveness. This doesn't mean condoning their behavior, it means acknowledging that their actions are likely stemming from insecurity or a need to feel important. It means choosing not to let their actions define your worth and focusing on showcasing your own brilliance in other ways. You might even try talking to them about how their actions make you feel, which could lead to a more positive and productive working relationship. T. Forgiveness isn't about being a doormat, it's about taking control of your emotions, choosing peace over anger, and ultimately becoming a stronger, happier version of yourself. So, what's the biggest takeaway from today's episode? Remember this. You have the power to choose forgiveness, even when it feels impossible. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and watch how much lighter you feel. Alright folks, that's it for today. I want to hear from you, what does forgiveness mean to you? Have you ever struggled with letting go of anger or resentment? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who might need to hear this message, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.